Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So FEMA is out with the 10 most endangered rivers in the United States list. Would you care to guess which river is the most endangered in the United States?
Like, it's going to be kidnapped? Why is a river in danger?
How do you kidnap a river? Wait, that would take some serious physics.
Okay. You do understand I thought the Mississippi ran north and south.
That's because it does, Dana.
I mean, it's to us.
Oh, my.
Oh, God.
So, I don't know that I could even name two or three rivers, but let me give it a shot. Is the Mighty Mo one of them?
Maybe we don't. I thought the Mississippi ran north and south.
It does.
That's because it does.
Yep. Well, it only runs one of those directions.
You get the point.
I do.
Okay. Is the Missouri River one of them?
No, Dana. And by the way, endangered means it is something.
Why would you ask me about something having anything to do with maps? You know
I did not ask you what direction does a Mississippi River flow. I did not ask that question. It would be endangered because of pollution, extreme weather, and outdated water management.
And the Chicago River on the list.
What does that mean?
The
or whatever river's in Chicago.
That's Lake Michigan.
Blake, Michigan?
Lake Michigan.
Oh. No, the Missouri River is not on the list.
Well, is the Mississippi? Because those are the only two I know about.
Yes, the Mississippi is number one. It runs east to west. Starts in the Rockies and empties out in Virginia into the Atlantic Ocean.
If you said to me, I'll pay you $1 million right now to name another river in the United States, I don't think I could do it.
You're kidding.
The Arkansas River? Is that a thing?
Well, in Kansas, it's called the Arkansas River.
Right.
Is it endangered?
Then you have the Kansas River, which flows into the Missouri River, which flows into the Mississippi River.
It's all very confusing to me.
Don't forget the Colorado River.
There's the Snake River up in the Northwest.
I mean, there's the Nile. Let's not forget the Nile.
The Nile is not in the United States.
What is an interesting fact about the Colorado River?
It runs in Colorado?
It runs from Colorado to the Pacific Ocean.
And runs through?
Nevada. Las Vegas, and it is very endangered because there a lot of people in Las Vegas because of the and Arizona because of the golf courses are grabbing a lot of the water before it gets to the Pacific Ocean, and that means people in Los Angeles can't get a hold of it.
Is it endangered
stuff?
The Colorado River?
Yeah,
it's not on the list.
Okay, what about the Ohio River?
No, in fact, a lot of these rivers you've probably never heard of.
Thank you.
The Tijuana River.
States.
Is number two.
Wait.
I would bet it is.
Yes.
The rivers of southern Appalachia. The lower.
Look at me with a straight face and tell me you've heard of the southern rivers of Appalachia.
I have not.
Oh, my goodness.
I have not. The lower Rio Grande. Now, I've heard of the Rio Grande.
Also would not have guessed that was in the United States.
Could you point to the Rio Grande on that map?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Keep going.
It is the river that defines the entire Texas southern border.
I'm not great at topography.
That's geography.
Whatever.
Okay. The Rappahannock River.
Oh, common spelling.
I don't know where that is. The Susitna River.
Look at him.
I'm not familiar with
sitting
that
here like he's Bill Nye the Science Guy. You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
No, I don't. I don't know where these rivers are. I'll be honest with you.
But you should know where the Rio Grande is.
The Rio Grande is literally the southern border of Texas.
It sounds like it's someplace further south.
Wow.
It does.
Wow.
If you said to me, where's the Rio Grande? I'd be like, Argentina? I don't know.
By the way, the fun fact I was looking for about the Colorado River was not mentioned. It is what formed the Grand Canyon.
Okay, Wikipedia boy over there. Lay your knowledge on us about the Colorado River.
Y'all killing me.
Yeah, I had to look that one up.
I'm actually impressed it took you that long to walk in that studio.
You were saying, well, the lower Appalachia, and I go, nobody knows. And then I see Dan out in the newsroom, stands up and raises his hand.
The rivers of southern Appalachia.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is that monumental physics discovery
different
going there,
than
Dana?
The rivers of the northern Appalachia?
Yes, that's true.
When did the Mississippi start running east to west? Was that about 1,000 years ago?
Actually, that changes on odd and even years.
I see.
Yes.
What about on a leap year?
It stops flowing.
Oh.
I got lost on 435 at Midland Drive today.
Well,
2 minutes from where I was going.
That's a mess over there.
We will discuss.
It forces you off into those shops. There's no reason to be over there.
No. We'll discuss.
And you want me to come up with the names of rivers you can't even pronounce?
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes.
Lost in Shawnee, for God's sakes.
Here on Dana and Parks. We'll see you on the other side.